Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians and celebs, like our guest today, come on and defend music that they enjoy that other people don't like so much. I'm Tom Takar, and I am, of course, joined by the Prince of Snarkness himself for another week, Tommy McNamara. How you doing, pal?
It's a true honor. I'm happy we made it past a hiatus.
We did. Another hiatus. Are your headphones down? Yeah. I don't know which one. Oh, you're way up there.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. We're joined by the voice you may have just heard, even though her microphone is very far away from her.
Hi. I'm addicted to weed and my phone, and I truly had no idea what was happening. But I'm here and present.
That's Lisa Traeger. We are also joined by our dear friend, Julia Louise Olsen.
Hello.
What is the name of your podcast again?
Not the Mama with Auntie Julia.
Not the Mama with Auntie Julia. Check it out. It's about not having kids. It's a decision that we support on this podcast. A lifestyle we support. We support all lifestyles out there, though.
That's true.
Those who choose to be mothers and those who decide to be selfish for their whole lives.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
JFK.
That's what the podcast is about.
First time guest. Excited to have you on.
I'm very excited to be here.
This is, oh, shit. All right.
Is there one with a longer cord?
You may want to trade with Mac Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of mic problems starting off here today.
I mean, you guys gave me the shortest
we did.
Score.
We really fucked up today.
I'm all like a loser.
I just got back from volleyball. I'm all out of it.
You played volleyball?
Hot. I played volleyball today.
Who are you?
What the hell? You don't like volleyball?
Did you play it outside?
I did, yeah.
So hot.
It was very hot. It was very fun.
The beach or the grass?
It was over by
gym.
It was the beach. Oh, I'm not playing volleyball in a gym. Some pedophiles do or something. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Pedophile thing?
Pedophiles do a lot of stuff. Tommy, you know about all that.
Oh, my God.
How are you, buddy? Welcome back. We are back from hiatus. We did take another 6 days off between podcasts.
Yes.
And the fans want more.
That's what, yeah.
People
That's
are
what
clicking
say.
That
yeah.
They want more on the thing. Just email us, man. Why are you going to be anonymous?
I emceed a stranger's wedding yesterday.
How was that?
Oh. It
was.
Did they find you at a show? How'd you get hired for this?
I was hired by Alex Greer, who does the Spelling Bee shows. He works with a band, and they were doing the wedding, and they needed someone to do the announcements and all that stuff.
Cool.
So he asked me. Yep.
What kind of things did you announce?
It was, you know, just all the typical father-daughter dance, that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And, you know, it was fine. It was good. I was
in the city?
It was in Brooklyn.
Did you steal any food?
Yes, I did get a meal, which was
great. Oh, hell yeah. How was the food?
It was good. It was, you know,
what'd you eat?
It was like a steak, a sweet potato thing, and a, I don't know, you know?
Did you get drinks?
No, and it was very weird being at a wedding sober. I don't know if you guys have ever done that.
Especially with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah,
my brother's wedding was dry, and it's still brutal. Like, even if they're not strangers, yeah. Well,
why?
I think it should be illegal.
Wait, like, was this a dry wedding, or they just didn't let you have?
They
booze?
Didn't let me drink. I mean, or the
why,
band,
though?
Not just me personally.
But why? That's so rude.
Yeah, I know. They were pretty tame in an annoying way. They were like on their don't playlist for music was Shout, which is like, come on, Shout's the most
what?
Fun part of a wedding, right?
But that's what's wrong insane. With it?
They said no hip hop, nothing suggestive, no Uptown Funk, which was in all
what?
Caps, which I thought was funny. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
They were a very restrictive couple.
Did
and
they?
I almost fucked up so bad because I didn't, but the name, it was Craig and Lindsay. And for some reason in my head the whole time, I was like, okay, it's Craig and Lisa, Craig and Lisa, Craig and Lisa.
No.
And then right before I had to announce them for the first time, husband and wife, I was like, let me check it one more time. And it
oh
was Lindsay.
God.
So it would have been like a huge disaster.
That would have been brutal.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She would have choked you. But I also don't want Shout at my wedding.
Yeah. That
oh,
seems
really?
A little, so I think it's a little bit
that's
cliche.
That's an American weird thing.
Are you from London?
Wait, yeah, you're American.
That's like a white, like, I don't know. I'm a little foreign. I prefer,
wait,
you know, I have Russian weddings.
Talking about, like, Shout.
Put your hands up
yeah,
and shout.
It's so fun.
See, oh, I think I love that song because it's the Bills song.
Ooh.
It's what song?
The Buffalo Bills.
I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know you were a Bills fan.
Western New York.
I should have known. I fucked up.
So I guess that's why I just associate it with fun and not American.
I associate it with like chicken dance.
Yeah.
Me too. Chicken dance. That
really?
Is unfair.
I'd rather Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay. Oh.
Cotton Eye Joe is a banger.
But also
you guys
Shout
are unbelievable.
Has the infamous scene in Animal House.
I was going to say it reminds me of Animal House, a very problematic movie.
Sure, but still it's a fun movie scene.
Yeah, that's true. It is good.
It's like a top film scene.
It is a top film scene.
An old film.
I'm just shocked that it has such hate.
What movie?
No, Animal House. But I'm talking about Shout.
It's like a frat party where they play that song.
Animal House?
No. Oh, you should. I don't think it holds up. Have you seen it recently?
Yeah, I've seen
it. I don't think if you saw it for the first time now that you'd see, because I saw it when I was like maybe 13, and I was like, I think this might be too much.
Well, that's like all those 80s movies.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like there's a lot of rapey shit going on there. Yeah, we don't have to get into all that, probably.
Speaking
did
of
you
movies.
Guys already watch BoJack Horseman season
four?
No.
Four episodes in.
I finished. I'm ready rewatching.
I'm really
is
into
that
it.
Good? Hell yeah.
I watch each season at least 5 to 10 times.
Is Aparna in this one?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. I love every season of that show. I just haven't. There's so much came out in one day.
They're just so smart.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They handle these issues and it's just the best show.
I don't watch it, but
oh my
god,
you
got to
get in there.
I know. I know. It's on my list. But I did see something that was cool. Patton tweeted a still from it because I'll Be Gone in the Dark. They had like a spoof of it on one of the books
in BoJack.
Yeah.
Really? Oh wow.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Damn. That is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to watch that. There's so much came out in one day, but I've been watching American Vandal, which is also very good.
I watched the first season of that.
It's like it's a spoof crime thing.
Spoof crimes?
It's like high school. It's so well made.
It's like a Making a Murder parody that's really good.
It's incredible.
I can't wait.
The second season, the first episode is hard to get through, I think, because it's in the trailer, so I'm not ruining anything. It's a shit-related prank. It's hard to watch, but then it gets great. It's very it's better than the first season.
I heard
season, I
that the second season isn't as like slapstick. It's more like serious.
Yeah.
But still funny.
It's still
absurd.
More serious. The thing that ends up happening is actually really fucked up, I think. So it's worth watching and it gets very serious. I love the show. I just think it's very well made.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do I know anyone in it?
Jabuki writes for it.
Okay.
Is that true for American Vandal?
Season 2.
Oh, shit.
I finished Love Island, and I feel empty and alone, and I miss it so much. So I'm going to try to buy the Australian episode somehow, because I miss it.
I think I watched some of Love Island. Is that where they show up to the island, and then they have to like pick somebody to be their partner?
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of that. And
so
you got to watch Are You the One?
I will.
That's the best dating show, and it's like
I'll watch it.
It's good. Get in there,
I'm
please.
In it.
I still watch The Challenge.
The Challenge is pretty good,
but they have people from Are You the One on it.
I think Are You the One and Are You the One Second Chances is the best thing MTV. Like it's so good. It's incredible dating. That's enough dating reality talk. You're listening to Stand By Your Band. We're here to talk about Jessica Simpson today.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny how this came about because we were talking about doing an episode with Julia and we were going through the different bands. And while we were talking about it, one of them was Jessica Simpson and Lisa texted us like that same day, like, hey, would you guys do a Jessica Simpson? I thought you guys were
cahoots of sorts.
That's how synced up you guys are, that you were just both thinking about it on the same day.
We for sure thought, yeah, cahoots were in order.
No. Well, because you messaged me back immediately, and you were like, "Lisa wants to do Jessica too. It's on." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, I had no idea, and I'm excited. Yeah, for a while back in the day, when I had a flip phone, I had a Jessica Simpson ringtone.
Which one?
Oh, cool.
With You.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
This is we got a note also. First 3-time guest. Huh?
Wow.
Ooh.
Pretty crazy.
Wow, huge honor.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
I think that we should bestow the title of third co-host to Lisa Traeger.
Wow,
now.
Very impressive.
Or honorary co-host.
Yeah, because I'm going to judge something soon for
you. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. We should announce that.
We should announce that. Should we save it for the end?
Yeah. Well, let's save it for the end. No, fuck it. Who cares?
All right, cool.
New York Comedy Festival. We're going to be there doing a live Battle of the Bands. Lisa is going to be our guest judge.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
So who
it's
going to
be
bands?
So fun. We've got a bunch of bands. We should name the comics first.
Yeah, Joe Zimmerman's doing Spin Doctors.
Yeah.
Josh Gondelman is doing Hootie and the Blowfish.
We got Corinne Fisher and Rosebud Baker.
Doing
Bieber
and Spice
versus
Girls,
Spice Girls, yeah. We've got Clark Jones and Kenny DeForest doing Coldplay.
Versus Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews.
Oh. A marquee matchup bands-wise.
And then Sean Patton and Caitlin Cook doing...
I don't know what they're doing, do we?
Yeah, what are they doing? I can't remember. Caitlin sent us something she wants to do. It's going to be fucking so fun. It's going to be at Union Hall. I believe November 6th.
10 p.m.
10 p.m., cool. Baby. So get out there. Get tickets to New York Comedy Festival immediately.
Julia, will you be there?
Oh, I'll be there.
Hell yeah. This is going to be a good time.
This is how I get people to go to shows. I get them on microphone. It's legally binding.
We're going to have hundreds of guests over the next 2 weeks.
Who's ironing?
Tom's a big ironer.
I iron a lot. I don't understand how you guys don't iron more.
Well,
in this
one
home.
Time I tried to iron and I like broke the board and like I just got water all over my shirt.
The backboard, right?
I was like,
you were slam dunking.
Yeah,
it truly ruined my night.
You know, I don't understand.
I bought a steamer and that's hard enough.
I don't understand how to use a steamer, but I don't understand how the men of this household don't iron their shirts. My shirts get too wrinkly. They look absurd.
Iron his shirts.
He's a hot man.
He is a hot man. If you're that hot, you don't have to iron because people are just looking at that grill. For me, people are like, I gotta look away. They look at
your
my shirt.
Your shirt that you're wearing right now is very nice.
Thank you. It could be wrinkly. I just threw it on.
But I love a baseball 3/4 length tee.
That's a good tee. I was wearing that tee earlier today. It's
a good
fine
thing you
tea.
Changed.
Yeah,
that would have been embarrassing.
Two Bloomington 3/4 tees.
Yeah.
We should start that band, the 3/4
tees.
Oh, no. Let's talk about Jessica Simpson a bit. I was shocked that nobody's pitched this before because...
And then we did in one day, back to back.
And again, no cahoots.
No, truly not.
We did Ashley early on.
Yeah, we did Ashley Simpson with Emmy Blotnick, and we decided that Ashley Simpson wasn't interesting enough to have her own episode. So it was a mix with her and Paris Hilton, all Emmy.
I love Paris Hilton. Stars Blind.
Stars Are Blind, yeah.
It's great.
But I have all of Ashley Simpson's albums.
Really?
Is that two?
And I'm going to watch the new reality show. Yeah, that's two. But I own Hilary Duff's, Lindsay Lohan's, I mean, Aaron Carter. I really went there.
Oh, yeah. You have that whole era lockdown. Yeah.
That girl Crystal that opened up for the Backstreet Boys one tour. I have her whole CD.
I don't remember her.
I don't know, but I think she likes the Lord.
Oh, good. It's just Crystal?
Yeah.
Nice. We got to have somebody on to do Aaron Carter.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
Did you guys know?
I
saw Aaron Carter in concert.
I did too.
When?
In Chicago.
With the Igloos at the All State.
No, I saw him at a gay street festival in Chicago. Taste of Chicago? Is that? No, it was it was a very sad appearance on the show before where
I don't know if you have
it was
I don't know if
during
I
the day. And I'm pretty sure he played I Want Candy twice. I might be misremembering.
How many years ago was this?
This was when I first moved to Chicago, so like 5 years ago. It was a nice little summer day. It was like Market Street.
Oh,
one of those, like, it wasn't Pride, but it was like another. Yeah. It was like in Boys Town. And it was $10 to get into the thing, and you could see everybody.
God.
And so we go see Aaron Carter. He's really sweating his guts out. He was really putting on a show. But he put out a plea. He was like, this is like the third year in a row we played this festival. And let's get it so next year I'm playing at night. And I was like,
oh, that is
the
so
saddest
sad.
Thing I've ever seen. You can pay him $50 to perform for you, like over the phone. I don't know if that's
still... Cameo.com?
Yeah, that might be it. I emailed them to see if he'd do it on the podcast, but they didn't get back to me. I'm pretty sure you can't record it, but I love it.
Do you guys fuck with Cameo? Have you been on there?
I've been around. I was at Megan's house when her friends, Julia, were you a part of it?
Yeah, we... So there's a Housewives text chain group that I'm in that's very serious.
Yeah.
And for Megan's birthday, we got her a Sonya message on Cameo.
And I was there when she got it. So I was with Megan.
Yeah.
The excitement, we were screaming.
Wow.
Jumping.
It was a good one.
And then I requested a Carol one for my friends, and she didn't respond. And if they don't respond within 7 days, it disappears.
It's like The Ring.
And yeah. I'm perusing always because Julia recently had a birthday and that was one
that
of the options,
present.
Obviously,
that's
but
good.
I got her some Real Housewives art instead.
Yeah.
Ooh, a painting?
Yeah. There's this Instagram site called Drunk Drawn and they do specifically Housewives like comics sort of. And they have these like wonky eyes. It's so funny.
Ooh.
It's like really good.
Yeah.
And the Housewives, they're like into it because like they get tagged in it and they all like love it.
Uh-huh.
And they do animations too. But she got me a Dorinda print where she's going clip with her arm out. And it's so perfect.
Hell yeah.
And she got a frame too.
Oh, wow. You love framing more than anyone I've ever met.
Yeah, you're a big framing person.
Yeah, I have a framing bit right now. So
yeah,
I
love it. It's a great bit.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. So Jessica Simpson. Let's
first
go
of
over
all, she's
history.
One of the hottest.
Yes.
Yeah, I like what, to say top 10 hottest people I'm attracted to.
Really?
And without having to do, like, she's just naturally looks that
she's
way.
She's beauty queen hot.
She can let her hair down.
T-shirt.
Nothing but a t-shirt.
Nothing but a t-shirt. It's funny in that song how she's like, nothing but a t-shirt on, I feel beautiful. It's like, yeah. Well, yeah, what guy is like, hey, put some fucking pants on. Like, yeah, she should feel, yeah, that's
but
normal.
But sentiment means relax, comfy.
Sure. Should we listen to that song?
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Let's jump into a little bit.
My
fave.
This, I mean, they created the celeb reality show. I mean, I'm thinking the Osbournes might have been before, but it was different. They really...
They were definitely less hot.
Yeah.
Were they before? It was around the same time. They were like the first.
Yeah.
It was a huge like cultural moment though.
Well, that's what made her a superstar. The show.
Just her personality. None of her skills.
But, I feel that her management ruined her music career.
Well, how so?
Held her
back. This is an interesting theory.
Well, because she was kind of always behind Britney and Christina.
Yeah.
And because it was Tommy Mottola, who was married to Mariah Carey at the time, and he wanted Jessica to be like the Christian good girl antithesis to Christina and Britney.
Like me to Tom.
Of course, yeah. I'm the bad boy.
what they ended up producing for her was sort of like a weird just mixture of good girl Christian and but also sex symbol
too.
Yeah,
like very sexual.
So she just really never had her own identity because it was just all hidden, you know, like
for sure.
She could sing.
Yeah, that was something.
And she had a good personality, so like she could have just been the fun country idiot the whole time,
right?
Yeah,
but I don't think she cares to sing. I think she likes being a billionaire with her clothing line now.
Yeah,
just, like,
is that what
she's
she does?
Sang with Willie Nelson recently on stage, but. I think she's just like
she loves chilling. Selling shit.
I think she's going to the Cheesecake Factory with her family.
Hell yeah!
And like wearing chunky heels.
She's got a new album coming out.
No way!
Oh yeah. Shit!
She's got new music coming out either this soon, like this year,
huge,
or early next year.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, no, it's for real. So she's
amazing,
and I feel like that's also why like Ashley is trying to get a comeback going too. I think they're trying to. Because she and Evan are doing an album of music, and Jessica is too.
Who's
so
Jessica with now?
She's been married to the same guy,
NHL
Eric Johnson.
Or NFL.
Oh, is it? It's not Tony Romo, is it?
No. Eric
she
Johnson.
Was with Tony Romo for a while, though, and it was a big controversy where people thought that she was making him bad at football.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, because
so
they
insane.
Never blame the dudes.
Yeah. Right.
It's always their girlfriends that are making them suck at sports.
I remember thinking they were like the American couple, which looking back was just racist.
Yeah. I do remember you protesting Dak Prescott. This is not my America.
Yeah, all these old dudes are just trying to manufacture where they could just like have these girls be chilling.
Yeah,
droop.
Singing.
Droop.
Yeah, because I Want to Love You Forever does reek of like virginity, marry me.
Oh, well,
vibe.
And she came out. That's why she pronounced herself to be a virgin. And that she was saving herself, and her dad had given her a promise ring.
Oh, I forgot about that.
A purity ring. And so she was like the first one who kind of came out and said that.
Yeah.
And then it worked.
Uh-huh.
So then that's when others came out and said that they were virgins forever.
Interesting.
Too,
who
whatever.
Else came out as virgins?
Well, Britney had virginity talks, even though she was slutting it up.
Damn.
It's fucked playing these girls' virginity. It's fucked.
Yeah.
It's really a part of the patriarchy. That's
isn't that what One Direction's doing, though, too? Or was it those boys were doing it? Yeah.
No, the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas, that was it. Yeah, that was it.
Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are engaged, which is like, fuck.
I've read a lot of blind gossip that it's a fake relation.
Because who's gay?
He is. But who knows?
Yeah, the age difference is wild, but they're both so hot. Why not?
What's the difference?
She's like 36. He's like 24.
Oh, wow. Usually the other way. Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like he's always with older women, though, too. Right?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, he's super cute.
Oh, so cute. Scream Queen season one.
I've not seen that. I've heard it's good.
Season one is everything.
Yeah.
Season two is garbage.
Damn. We got to get on Scream Queens.
But it's the meanest, funniest. It's so good. But yeah, so Jessica Simpson.
Did you guys watch the show when it was on?
I did not. I saw some clips, but I never really got into it.
I watched it even with my parents. Like,
really?
I felt like everyone was super into it.
I was definitely watching.
People loved her after that show.
When she didn't know the difference between chicken and tuna, she won America.
Chicken of the sea, yeah.
That I remember. That was her big moment for
America. It really was.
Yeah. We were like, America is dumb.
Well, and you can just see, like, Nick's, like, love for her just start to, like, wilt more.
If you had a high enough definition TV, you could see his soul, like, leave a little bit.
And he was older, and he did not fuck her for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they save it for marriage?
I mean, if you believe that.
I do.
I don't know if I do.
I liked her bouquet of flowers.
I wanted to say quickly before I forget, because we were talking about her clothing line. I read a thing where she said something in concert. Like, we were saying she cares more about selling shit than singing. She was like fucking up a concert real bad. And then in the middle of it, she said that women could like escape violence from men by buying a pair of her boots.
Oh no.
Like walking out with them. It's pretty insane.
Well, she is a Republican.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Proudly.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
Proudly. When aren't
Still?
They proud?
I don't know. I haven't heard any quotes from her about Trump, but I could probably guess.
Let's look
will
it
you
up.
Get, will you look up?
I'm going to look up.
No.
I mean, maybe not, you know. Maybe...
She is
Life
an idiot, so, yeah.
Oh, damn. We are apolitical on this podcast. JK. No. Jessica Simpson says Donald Trump should be the president.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
and this
is
in 2017.
Well, that could mean anything.
Let me see. It just says should be the president.
Wait, that was in 2017? Yeah.
That's
so he
2017?
Already was the president?
That's,
she probably
that's
know,
a perfect
yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
I mean, I don't want to keep vouching for her music anymore.
Oh,
I know,
no.
It's tough. You just have to take your brain back to when you first heard it.
Yeah, we got to
like,
separate the art
That's
from
what
the artist.
I love about Jessica Simpson, because it makes me feel like I did when I was like a young teen.
Yeah.
And I loved her.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, she fell off after the boots and the Dukes of Hazzard. I rewatched the videos. And the Dukes of Hazzard video, it was like, oh.
Really? I remember thinking it was very hot.
Well, like, yeah, she's like basically naked in it.
Yeah.
But it also, she got so thin for that role. But also she's rubbing down that car.
The car,
that
yeah.
had
right.
A
she's
huge
banging the
Confederate flag on
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't there like a Hardee's commercial involved in there too? Or am I just thinking, mixing up the two?
Yeah, she did a Hardee's commercial too. Because she did a bunch of stuff as that character. For,
uh-huh.
Like they super like plugged it to make money. Because it was her first movie.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that was the first time I ever knew about Daisy Dukes as like a clothing item.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
you didn't watch
shorts?
The Dukes of Hazzard, like the original?
No.
Was he alive?
Okay.
Were you
well,
alive?
It's not that it was all. I don't think any of us were like around for it.
No, I never watched the.
But,
never watched it. No.
Yeah, I watched it on TV Land as a boy.
Was
I was really into Dallas and the Dukes of Hazzard.
You're just a little old man.
Yeah, I was. I
That's
was into
so
All in the
cute.
Family.
Oh my god!
I would go to school and try to talk about Dallas.
It's
I'd
like,
be like
a soap opera.
You guys watch Dallas?
I loved soap operas when I was a kid.
You've got a Dallas lunchbox. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I thought that everybody. You know, when you're a kid, you think everybody's into what you're into.
Oh,
I would be like, yeah, you guys. What about JR? It was like, fuck you, you weird little bitch.
That's
I wish they made
so
Dallas
funny.
Lunchboxes.
I wish we had Gushers right now.
That sounds good. Yeah, that does sound good. We should have gotten some Gushers. There's a lot of... there's more hate for Jessica Simpson than I expected.
Well, now that she's a Republican, I don't like her either.
Oh, no. This is a rare mid-show coat turn.
Ooh. I'll still fight for the tunes.
Yeah, I think. I mean, it's just all. I mean, she's just problematic all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Here, she also her dad was this Baptist Christian pastor guy who was trying to enforce Christianity in pop culture, and then he comes out as gay and had been
I forgot about that.
Like
he was a psychologist too,
treating young like. men weird and stuff. I mean, Nick Lachey said, I think it was on Watch What Happens Live. I think it was. Andy Cohen asked him something like, what was the best thing to happen after you divorced Jessica Simpson or whatever? And he was like, something like, oh, not having to avoid grab ass from her father.
Wow.
Or something. Yeah, it was.
Damn, that's what I'm going to say about Tommy when I leave this podcast. Under the table, you don't see what he's doing with his feet. Yeah.
But, and then like everything, like her sister, her major facial reconstruction, that was kind of sad too.
Ashley's?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks way different.
And then she actually, wasn't she like more commercially successful than Jessica, but clearly can't sing, you know?
Uh-huh.
I love that Ashley Simpson album so much. The
Pieces of Me or You? Is it Pieces of You?
Pieces of Me.
That makes sense.
On a Monday.
We'll never know.
It was good. It was good.
Do you know if she's still friends with Casey Cobb?
Good question.
Who's Casey Cobb?
Who is that?
Her best friend / assistant, who is now married to Donald Faison, and they have two children.
Whoa. I love Donald Faison.
Yeah. I think they had a falling out.
I do too.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Because of her Trump love, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what I wonder if Jessica. That causes problems, because Ashley's married to Evan Ross, and like they're big anti-Trumpers.
Yeah.
And who's Evan Ross?
Diana Ross's son.
Oh. So he's related to Tracy Ellis Ross?
Yep.
Okay.
That's Ashley's sister-in-law.
Wow.
So all connected.
My God. It literally says, are Jessica Simpson and Casey Cobb still friends?
By Lisa Traeger.
I believe they are.
Oh, wow.
It looks like, this is as of July 7th, 2017. Jessica Simpson shares snap of daughter Maxwell pouting in makeup on playdate with BFF Casey Cobb's little girl. Maybe the little girl said that Trump was a bad president. yeah. Oh, they're doing. Oh, they're so cute. You guys can't see it. You fucking idiots. You're missing out. Yeah, it looks like they are still friends.
Okay.
Damn.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, some people.
Good
you
for
know,
friends. Good yeah. for friends.
Maybe they can get through this 4 years stronger on the other side.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of cool. She did make her best friend famous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and because her. Wasn't Casey on the show, too?
Uh huh.
Yeah. And. She played kind of like the straight man, like slave assistant too. Uh-huh. So they kind of let her have like a better role than, you know, Jessica's idiot, you know? So,
yeah, for sure.
I don't know. That's kind of cool.
I also did love Jessica's shoes. I had these black boots that I wore all the time for special occasions. I got the heels redone after years. Like they were the best. And they had these brown, like, snakeskin sandal wood things that were, she's just such perfect.
Oh my God.
Trash.
Wait, did you
trash platform? I love it.
Her stuff it's not the worst.
No,
it's actually
best.
Yeah, some of it's really cute.
I wear Jessica Simpson jeans.
Yeah.
All my jeans are Jessica Simpson.
When, like now?
Oh, now?
Yes.
Damn.
Oh,
I didn't know that she still made shit.
Oh, yeah. No, she's still like.
She's a billionaire.
Clothes? What?
Is she really
a billionaire?
Her company is worth $1 billion.
Wow.
In revenue. Yes. Wow. So, like, for real, it's hugely. It's like the most successful celebrity brand of all time.
Oh, what? Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. We're learning.
I had no idea.
I have five or six pairs of Jessica Simpson jeans in my closet right now.
Jesus. I wonder who's second.
Did you buy you? I the answer has to be yes. Did you buy any of her dessert cosmetic line when it came out?
Wait.
That
dessert
was edible.
Cosmetic.
Don't you remember?
I don't.
So it was like before her clothing line was huge.
Yeah.
She came out with a line of cosmetics called, I think it was like Jessica Simpson Desserts or something like that, or Treats.
Oh,
I'm not
see.
Really sure.
But it was just cosmetics. It wasn't food.
Yeah, it was like lip glosses, but then also like whipped cream lotion and stuff.
Ooh.
That is all edible. So it was also really sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool.
People got sick, though, so then there were all these lawsuits.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Because I think they were literally just like squirting it into their mouths
and
eating it.
I would try that.
it was
like whipped
cream
bikini.
So then
straight
she was like,
mouth.
Well, it's just supposed to be licked, not eaten. But people were like, it's edible.
So you're supposed to lick and
wait,
spit?
So what? Then it got, well, I don't know.
How
it,
could something be edible that you can't eat?
Well, that's what that was her defense. And so then the line collapsed because there were so many lawsuits.
And yet still a billionaire.
Well,
this
and yeah, afterwards,
real...
that's why it was so shocking because she's hugely successful in that regard.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy. I had no
worldwide
idea.
Worldwide, too.
We're going to do a test on the Patreon. We're going to get some of that whipped cream.
Yeah.
We'll live stream
we're
it.
We're going to put it on each other.
I think you can get it on eBay. I do.
Oh, for
I
sure.
I think you can.
No, yeah. Katy Perry has religious parents, too. There's just something creepy about Hollywood rich, money hungry. It's just creepy.
Yeah. It's always, yeah, the dads of female singers always are very creepy.
They're weird people. Yeah.
Well, Jessica, she first was going, because I grew up in a Christian household. And she was going to have a Christian album.
Yeah.
But then her dad had that famous gross quote about how she wasn't selling well amongst Christians because her breasts were too big and she was deemed too sexual just from her body.
Yeah.
But really, the Christian record label like went under because they were scamming people.
Damn.
So, wow. Yeah. But so that like her whole career is kind of like a little bit of a mishap almost, like with the music stuff. And that's what I mean. Like, she could have probably been way huger than she was.
But I don't know if she has the work ethic. Like, I don't think she actually wants
to
be a
dance.
Pop star.
She can't dance?
Like, I think she wanted to just be... Like, I don't think she's like, I need to perform to live. Mm. I need a Vegas show. Like, I think she is
but
fine.
Now, I think, sure. But back then, I think she wanted to be famous for sure. And her mom was her stylist, too. Just like Tina Knowles.
Damn.
But her... I looked at the videos and she just looks terrible.
I do love that like white crisp shirt though.
Oh,
that's
such
my favorite
a vision.
That outfit, she was awesome. I love that music video. It's like my favorite one of all time. But the others, she just looks so weird.
Yeah.
and they also they had like all these like special effects graphics back then.
Yeah.
Where it looked like she was like in a spaceship or something a lot. Like, and then I remember like, oh, a lot of them used to do that.
Uh-huh.
Like that was like the cool hip thing. But now it just looks very silly because you can just tell. And probably because she's not good at performing, you can see on her face she's like thinking about her dance moves. And you know that she's just doing them in front of a green screen.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. We should listen to Jared's voicemail before I forget.
Wait, a voicemail?
Yeah, we do this every time.
You're the third time guest.
I think every single time.
I'm just ready for more tunes.
Of course, we'll get to some tunes soon enough. You'll get your goddamn tunes.
I do want to play one of her Christmas songs also before we.
Oh, which one?
She does a cover of "Carol of the Bells," a song that you should not cover as a pop star.
All right, so this is the owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in beautifuler Bloomington, Indiana.
I do remember that. Why won't he book me? Does he listen to this?
Damn, you've headlined
the
club.
He is listening.
Once, years ago. Have me back.
I'll be back in November.
I think it's because I showed up only 10 minutes before the show instead of 15. Is that why? You need to tell me.
He'll listen to this part, and I'm sure we'll get some answers.
I want to go back. I have a new hour. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Have
you
her can, back.
If you want to work at the Comedy Attic, just email Gerald at comedyattic.com. and he doesn't check your tape or anything. You're just booked.
I just want to go to any town that has a Jimmy John's.
Oh, yeah. It's great Jimmy John's. I've been
That's one of the best Jimmy John's.
And there's a good
country.
Pizza place. There's a movie
Greeks?
Theater.
Which,
a great
which pizza
club.
Place? Mother Bear's?
Yeah.
Mother Bear's is great. There's a lot of good pizza in Bloomington. Greek's Pizzeria is good. In fact, I would say I've been in Bloomington for a lot of my life. Best pizza in the country.
Oh.
He's a little shit starter.
This is my little bit idea.
I do like Bloomington a lot, though.
Hell yeah. You've
so
been to Bloomington?
Pretty. Yeah.
That's awesome. What were you doing there?
I went years ago when I was living in Chicago with a friend because my friend was getting his MFA down there.
Motherfucking
at the time.
Ass.
I think we went and saw comedy, though, too. I can't really remember.
Interesting.
It was Kelly. It was a really long time ago, but it was super fun.
Yeah. Bloomington's great.
I always enjoy being in a college town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And no, I love all this Bloomington love. Let's hear some hate from Bloomington from Jared, our in-house critic. Here is Jared.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have two guests on defending Jessica Simpson. All you need to know about my knowledge of Jessica Simpson is when we did the other Simpson, Angela Simpson. I thought she was Jessica Simpson. So, take my shit with a grain of salt, which is probably what the guests will do anyway. But, it's for children. I just listened to a couple songs. I remember a couple of them from, like, the late 90s. It's for kids, and it's fun for what it is, I suppose. I would have a hard time, thinking that people would, like, hear this for the first time and want to listen to it. I mean, I could see, as we all have done, liking something when you're a kid and then still listening to it later. I mean, I think we all do that. But it's pleasant enough. Like, at least it's not, like, irritating. I know Lisa had defended Aqua, and that's just, like, irritating. Like, this is at least, pleasant to hear. I wouldn't necessarily turn it off if it was on. Like, I would, you're able to ignore it, which is kind of a good thing when you're talking about bad music. So, anyway, do it. Do your thing. Listen to Jessica Simpson or her sister. All right, thanks.
That was shockingly
positive.
That's
the nicest he's ever been.
Honestly, probably a gold star from Jared.
I can't believe
that's
it.
Five
probably
thumbs
thinks
up.
She's super hot.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, he's
that.
A little freak. That's probably it. JK's Jared. No, I think Jared's dream, he was like, they'll probably take this with a grain of salt. I think Jared's dream is that we'll hear his voicemail and go, well, that solves that, and then shut down the equipment. Love you, Jer Bear.
Angela was a very funny guy.
I need to listen to some music.
Let's do I'm in love with you.
She also fucked a bunch of people. She's fun.
Yeah, she hooked up with John Mayer, who we went on a lot.
I heard she likes
recently.
Threesomes.
Yeah.
Is that right?
For real?
I mean, this person's a liar who told me, but... Why not believe it?
That's so funny. I did that recently where somebody was shitting on somebody that I didn't like, and he told me a like really fucked up story. And he's like, yeah, and the person who told me that is like never telling the truth, but it was fun to hear it.
Well, that's why I don't think she was actually a virgin.
Yeah.
I don't believe it at all. Especially because they got married after her second album came out, Irresistible, and that was when she like tried to sex it up more, and people were like, but you're supposed to be a virgin, Christian. Uh-huh. And she was like, listen, it's been 4 years since my first album, or since she started working on her first album or whatever. Because she was like 21. She's like, I've grown. There's been growth. So I don't know if she like fully committed to the virgin thing until her wedding.
Good.
Even publicly.
Yeah. I don't know. I have trouble to say. Tommy, what do you think? You usually have a lot of opinions on women's bodies. What was, do you think she was a virgin?
Oh my God. That stuff always seemed very manufactured to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, mostly because of the Britney thing. I was
of
just
course.
Conditioned. But I mean, in retrospect, but maybe she'd only had threesomes and she
so
was a virgin to one on one.
She was like, these guys cancel each other out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
I
know.
Fucking Bam.
Bam Whoa, Margera? What?
I think she cheated on Nick Lachey with Bam.
Oh, yeah. Damn. There was something. That
I think
happened.
It was Uncle Phil. She fucked. Was
well,
that his name?
She date
Wait,
Dane Cook?
Yeah, she probably fucked him too.
Yeah, because they were in that movie together.
He gave her the old
Employee
Sufi.
Of the Month.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Man, that movie was a piece of shit.
I never saw it.
It was a bad movie. I that was back when I liked Dane Cook, and I was like, "This is gonna be awesome." It was so bad.
Yeah, right, I definitely think there was less Christianity going on in that home than
preaching.
Yeah,
I want to say I do agree with Jared about like this is very listenable. Like it's something I going back through these songs. I was like, oh yeah, I like
it's
it.
Good.
It's fun. Let's hear Irresistible.
Everything about you is so irresistible.
His ways are powerful.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's Satan?
Sounds like God. Oh, yeah. God. Damn. That was irresistible.
That was good.
I believe the lead single from her second studio album called Irresistible.
I liked A Little Bit Goes a Long Way. Hopefully
that's
next.
On there. That'll be.
Did we put that one on?
But
here
yeah,
too?
We shouldn't skip right over to it.
No, we're gonna talk about this one for a second. So Def remix features Lil Bow Wow and Jermaine Dupri. This song was in a little show called Lizzie McGuire, which I remember. See, like I remember it being part of that because I used to love Lizzie McGuire.
It's called Irresistible (parentheses Gordo's Anthem). is what it's called.
We need more Gordo talk on this show. Gordo didn't get enough love. It was so good. We talked a lot about Gordo on the Hillary Duff episode, now that I'm thinking about it. So check that out for more Gordo talk.
That song sounds the verse sounds very Britney to me.
Well, it's such a classic 2000s.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, this is April 12th, 2001, a simpler time for our country.
Oh, yeah.
Before those buildings went down, so people were much happier.
I don't like hearing about guys that are irresistible. As a member of the resistible community, I find offensive.
I thought you said you were joining the resistance, not the resistible.
wish I was with her.
Man,
funny
that's
stuff.
Great. That's a good piece of business. critics gave Irresistible mostly mixed reviews, although a few praised the song for its theme and production. Most criticized Simpson's singing style, the sexual nature of the song's lyrics, and the overuse of digital sound enhancers. But the song reached number 11 on UK charts and number 15 on US Billboard Hot 100. Peaking within the top 20.
That's shocking to me that it was higher in UK.
I know, yeah.
No, Europe loves trash.
Damn, you heard it here.
All the pop stars that don't do well in the States fucking crush it out
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They eat it up.
Damn.
They love it.
All right, let's listen. What do you want to hear next?
We've got a little bit goes a long way.
All right,
please.
Here it goes.
Jesus. You can't bear to talk.
She had a cane in this video.
No, it is wild.
Why do I picture boxing happening during this for some reason? Or it feels like it was a commercial for in a commercial for a gym or something. I don't know.
It was just bad outfits. And again, she was in sort of an industrial space setting. And she had dancers around her, but she can't dance. So it's just why are we forcing this on this person? Because up next to Britney and Christina, of course she's going to look bad.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe she should have just been a studio musician,
Yeah.
No, or just a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe more Celine Dion-ish.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't see
Poppy
Celine
still.
or dancing.
She just didn't have to dance.
Right.
One of the songs on this playlist is very Celine Dion-y.
I Want to Love You Forever, maybe.
Yeah.
That was the lead single.
What?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound like anything else she put out, I feel like.
Interesting.
That was the big Christian push, I think.
Wow.
That was the big hit.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
I just had a craving for potato salad so bad.
Really?
Oh, from Potbelly's. I got their potato salad. So good.
You go to Potbelly's today?
I didn't today, but I did recently, and it's so good.
We said I Want to Love You Forever. Is that one?
Yeah.
Or I think there's so these song titles are so
They're
similar.
Very similar.
like a different time period of the world. Yeah. Like,
it feels like 80s.
Yeah, early,
super early 90s.
Right? Like one of the most successful.
Oh, wow. I don't think I ever heard this before.
That's
a good song.
I want to spend 10,000 lifetimes together. Is that so much for you to do?
Damn.
It's very Scientology to me.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ride
but
in the same
so
spaceship.
But it's so Christian. And that's why I feel like people were like letting, like my parents weren't so strict with me about stuff, but like people I knew were really like, we can listen to Jessica because she's the angel to Britney's
demon. Rides the line. There's a line in there somebody wrote on here. This line shows the power of true love. Pour yourself all over me, and I'll cherish every drop here on my knees.
Boy, what about the whipped cream?
Sounds sexual. This person goes, it sounds like it could mean something sexual, but it doesn't. It's pure love.
I like that they have an authoritative
answer. I know, yeah. That is from Taste the Rainbow.
Like, did she ever be like? Did she ever go on a tour that was like, "Wow, she sold out in an hour"?
No,
I don't know.
Like,
I think I saw her. I think she opened for NSYNC.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you guys. Yeah. You have memories with her. Like,
I'm pretty sure she was like the main opener for NSYNC when I saw them in 2001.
Damn.
And it was fine though, but she only did like two, and she wasn't headlining. And like, also Dream was on that tour, and
love
then
Dream.
Oh, no Dream.
Who was that?
Who was
Could
Dream?
We do something unorthodox and play a Dream song?
Sure,
yeah, why
play
not?
Dream.
You're here to break the
rules. He loves you not. I cannot wait to listen to this.
Oh my god! All right,
yeah,
Dream.
That was like,
and they
good
none
show.
Of them were that hot. It was really
wait, what's
fun.
The, what's the song called again?
They had a reality show too.
He really? Loves you
on
not,
MTV, or it was just one episode of like something.
Or he loves me, he loves you not, but it's
something
Dream.
Like that.
Okay, I found it.
And wasn't Dream an acronym for something?
Yeah. Such a good song. You're gonna lose it, Tom.
Oh, it's all lady. The album title? It was all a dream.
Oh no.
Oh, I remember this.
I did play this at a party recently, and people got pissed.
Oh, hell yeah. This is such a time piece. That's why you gotta have five of them or whatever.
The other opener for that concert was, it was like a British band of three guys. Oh,
BB Mac. I knew BB Mac.
BB Mac.
They had three openers?
Yeah, it was huge.
I feel like BB Mac is the male version of this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But BB Mac had a hit.
Cassie.
Oh,
no. It was for her birthday.
Wow. What does Dream stand for?
It doesn't say here. Oh, maybe their names.
It's gotta say online, right?
Were there any parentals or no?
We went with two of her sisters.
This song about a girl trying to steal another girl's boyfriend.
16. I thought we were just having two separate conversations.
Okay, That was my fault.
It was like a school dance for the girls on one side.
No,
I was just looking up the facts about this. Apparently, all four group members were 15 or 16 years old at the time of this hit.
Oh, yeah, they were so young. No, they were on like an episode of like True Life something, and it was really sad.
I feel bad talking about how hot or not hot they were.
Right. I know. That's what I meant.
Young girl.
I remember the bedroom that they were sleeping in was, it had two sets of bunk beds and then wood paneling. And I just remember being like, this is like worse than my house. And they were on the road.
That's so shit. I got a fun fact for you. The music video for the song, this song that we just listened to, reused the white room that appeared in NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
And apparently the director had to splice together the girls' best moves to hide the fact that they could not dance.
Yeah.
That's a theme to that.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Well, it was
not
like you
to
had
dance.
To be able to dance if you were going to be a singer back then.
Right.
A pop star.
Pop
sure.
star. But who else was singing that couldn't?
Josh Groban.
Is that right?
He couldn't dance. It was the early 2000s that he was going on.
All right. What's
let's
the
hear
next? Jay Simps.
Let's
Whatever
hear.
We'll listen to
I,
yet.
We haven't listened
Boots?
To
I think I'm in
think
love
I'm
with you
with
and Boots.
Ooh, I think I'm in love with you is fun.
Let's
yeah,
see,
and then we'll
I'm
listen to your
first.
Christmas song.
Yeah.
Love.
This is a great song.
What, does Jenna Pierre in this one? Like,
what?
Like, I see her on a pier somewhere.
Okay, so I did rewatch it. But her outfit is classic. I don't know what to do. She looks so good in this. And baby, I'm kind of shaky when they mention
me. I just lose my cool. This is for sure the first song of hers that I was like, oh, hell yeah. Who is this lady?
I just can't believe we got such a good review out of Bloomington, too. Yeah. Like,
I know.
Jessica Simpson got the best.
Truly shocked.
Ever.
Yeah.
All of this stuff isn't bad.
Yeah. No, this is fun. This feels Mariah-ish to me.
Yeah, yes.
So much so that I thought
bet
this was Mariah.
I turned it down.
Yeah, is that, yeah, you're probably right. Let's see. Great song. Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, that to this day is like one of my top 10 of that era.
Yeah, that one's going to go on one of my playlists soon, I think. That one's going to stand.
What playlist is that going on?
Walking around playlist.
Yeah, it's a happy song.
Yeah, it's fun. That'll get me going in the morning. I like going in the morning,
oh,
Tommy.
Good.
I
yeah.
like getting up and getting.
Yeah, what do you listen to in
yeah,
the morning
Tommy,
walking around?
Nirvana.
Yeah.
This song was included in the second volume of the soundtrack of television drama Dawson's Creek.
Ooh,
nice. I had a Dawson's Creek bucket hat.
Wait, what?
I had a Dawson's Creek bucket hat.
Like it said Dawson's Creek on it, or
yeah.
was the style? Nice. That's awesome.
I wasn't allowed
I did
to
not
watch
expect
Dawson's
that reaction.
I was a big Dawson's Creek fan.
I had to sneak it. So that I could be like, because it was like the cool thing to talk about
really?
In middle school the next day, and I was not allowed to watch it, which rightfully so. I mean, the kids are fucking.
It's
the
a
teachers.
Lot of sexual. Oh, I forgot about that. Man, Pacey was so cool.
Yeah, and so Joshua I, Jackson. You know, thinking back on that a little bit, I'm like, yeah, my mom wasn't wrong.
Yeah, dude.
But I would sneak it so that I could talk at school about it too.
Dawson's,
but then I'd have to like turn it off really fast.
Dawson's Creek, not unlike Dallas, I watched much later, and no one would talk to me about it. They're like, what about Pacey? They're like, fuck you. We're talking about SpongeBob now.
I but that's where Pacey. Busy Phillips and Michelle Williams became
yeah.
best friends.
Michelle. Poor what Michelle.
She's all right.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, it's
what
a
happens?
Tragedy of...
For sure, but, you know.
She's making it.
She's doing her
she's
best.
She's remarried.
Oh, yeah, to that singer.
Damn.
That's what I think of that.
The reviews are in.
Yeah, I like that song. It's way more upbeat.
I'm looking
than the
at the Quaker Oats guy in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him in a while.
How high are
so
you?
Funny. Just so funny.
Oh,
he looks
God.
So goofy.
So, back to Stand By Your Band.
Wait, I feel like you also should play just a quick, like, try to find a video of her singing before she's famous.
Ooh.
So
yeah.
Then you can hear that she can sing. I think she does, like, Amazing Grace or something
she
like that.
She was a church
but
singer?
Okay.
Yeah, because she was,
that
she would, like, sing at her
on,
dad's church and stuff.
I gotta do that on my
computer. And she also almost got onto Mickey Mouse Club, but she said Christina
yeah,
Aguilera.
Yeah, she was very close. She made it to, the,
nervous,
like, the final
so
rounds.
She,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
She, like, failed the final.
Yeah, she was very close to making it. And, yeah, she was nervous. That's endearing to me. Yeah. She auditioned with Amazing Grace, and she danced to Ice Ice Baby. she became a semi-finalist for the show, alongside artists Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake. Simpson claimed that she became nervous about her final audition after seeing Christina perform, and she ultimately was not selected for the show.
I bet those producers of that Disney Mickey Mouse Club class feel so good about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
The casting director is probably like, I crushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't really watch that show a lot.
I
watched
either.
Kids Incorporated.
Oh.
And Fergie was on that.
Oh.
Damn.
Kids Incorporated was like the cooler one.
They don't have any more kids talent shows, do they? On like, I mean, yeah. I guess
Little
on America's Got Talent, you can, what's that?
Little Big Shots.
What's that?
It's Steve Harvey hosted.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That sounds good. I gotta watch that.
They have Lip Sync Little Shorties.
Yeah.
But also, I think
talent.
The kids get to just go on America's Got Talent.
Right, that's a, yeah.
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 Now they're all yodeling boys. All these yep. kids.
Every yodeling almost boys. Every word you type into the Instagram GIF thing, Mason Ramsey
is
will come up. There is a GIF of that boy in almost every descriptor word.
All right, I found... All right, hold on. I'm going to see... I don't know how good of quality this is going to be. But it is it's Jessica Simpson singing Amazing Grace as a child. I think that would be fun. Hey, guys, we missed a lot of fun stuff there. We tried to listen to Amazing Grace. It sucked. It didn't turn out good. And then we listened to These Boots Are Made for Walking, which we'll play some of now.
And then you missed Puss in Boots.
Yeah. We after we listened to this, we also listened to the Puss in Boots version of These Boots Are Made for Walking, which I think is better.
We basically talked for 15 minutes for no reason.
Oh, I'm so
I
sorry.
I thought it was good.
These conversations are so painful.
That was the joke. I was in on it.
You were the only one in on it.
Yeah, it's just annoying that you just want her to get to a point of singing.
Yeah.
Like, stop sexy talking.
Yeah.
But the whole video is, like, just her stripping, basically.
Right. Yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
And to listen to the Puss in Boots version, go to our Patreon.
This is where we'll actually get sued.
We're just going to put Puss in Boots singing that on our page. What a song, what a playlist. Let's listen to a Christmas song real fast that
I don't like
what's
the
his
angle.
Name that Tommy sent me earlier.
Yeah, I was gonna say we did need one Christmas song,
so
but...
she put out her latest album as a Christmas album in 2010, and the album is 10 songs long, and one of them is Carol of the Bells, which is a bit, it's like the worst song Jessica Simpson could do, and it's so funny to me. Like, why did she cover this?
I've never even heard that song.
You've heard this, right? It's like a movie and shit. It's like a scary Christmas song.
Did you guys ever watch Claymation Christmas when you were kids?
Yes, I loved it.
The bells, they do this.
Yeah.
So funny and cute. And the California Raisins are in it.
Uh-huh. No, they would show that to us in our school, like, right around Christmas.
Oh, I love Claymation.
So fun.
Like, why does she do this?
It's so breathy.
It's not a sexy song.
Yeah. Well, then why am I so rotted up?
Rotted? I'm thinking about Puss in Boots too much.
If you know what movie the song "These Boots Are Made for Walking" sung by Puss in Boots is from.
Now we've narrowed down the pool considerably from all movies.
It is for sure in the Shrek universe.
As Julia would say,
does she do any good ones?
It's
on
a
that?
Top film scene, as Julia would say.
Wait, which scene did you say was the top film scene?
Animal Hour. That's right. Shout.
Send us your top film scenes. I would say The Godfather, The Closing of the Door. Yeah, that's probably it. So we're looking up Samantha Mumba, is that you said? And once again,
I'm
I will
so
say
excited.
Mumba number 5.
You get enough last time.
Were there any good Jessica Simpson Christmas songs?
I'm sure the rest of them are.
I think
good,
I already.
But...
Oh, she did. Let's see. So which song? We listened to Gotta Tell You.
I think we should start for the first one. Yeah.
Gotta Tell You has way more listens than all the others.
That's gotta be it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're left for making a lot of
spells. I know better
now. I don't know this song.
I love this song.
I can't remember what she's black and she's walking through the street. She'll feel it just burst.
Long time. Who I love, we can't travel.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Hit 'em up style. I loved that song. That was the song I'd like listen to get fired up to talk to a girl the next day.
Damn.
I'd be like, I'm going to let her know how I feel. And then I would not. But I'd have it playing. I loved that song.
Yeah, that's why I love listening to all of these songs, because they just make me feel those like teenage emotions.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I did ski club when I was a kid, and we would have to take the bus to the mountains. And Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me Now, I would listen to it every ride home because it would just make me very emotional.
Yeah.
And there was always like so much drama that would happen at the ski.
I was going to say, did you watch in Boy Meets World, one of the most dramatic scenes is when they go to the ski thing. And I think Corey and Topanga break up.
Oh, yeah. No, there was always like cheating on the chairlifts.
Wow.
People getting ditched.
Ditching. So
fights.
Sad.
I got my first period before ski club.
That's so crazy. In fifth grade, we went on outdoor ed where we went to some college campus in the woods and learned about shit. But I was going through my old projects last time I was home, and I swear to God, in the journal of it, it was like, I talked to one of my enemies and it went better than I thought. And I like her. And that was in fifth grade.
That's always so been funny. You.
I've never changed
That's
or grown.
So funny.
That's pretty sad.
That is very funny.
But I remember getting into a fight with like Aaron, and I don't remember who. Yeah, there was a lot of fights happening for sure.
Yeah. Subscribe to the Patreon to get Aaron's last name. We're going to put it on there.
She knows we were fighting.
What a great time this has been.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately we lost
I can't believe
some time.
It's the end.
I know. Well, I mean, if you have any other memories you want to share from Jessica
Simpson, I'm trying
Simpsonology,
to think of one more other like pop one-hit wonders of the time.
I really love this.
How about we play
Mumba
this
talk?
Crystal Girl?
Okay. We can do that.
I'm Supergirl. Man, I'm here to say.
Well, I will
that
say,
was the hit, but none of you know it.
Yeah, I don't know if I know that one.
Mandy Moore's Candy.
Yeah, but that was her. But you could do a full episode of it.
Right, we
really?
Could do a full Mandy.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could do a full
Mandy.
How many
more songs are there?
I don't know, but I think she's a big enough.
Because
we can talk about Walk to Remember and stuff. I think she's big enough to have a full episode.
She's married to the guy from Dawes, a great band.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Look at that. Well, we lost
Crystal
a little.
Crystal Harris.
Okay, let's listen to that. I'm going to. How do you spell her name? Is it C or K?
K-R-Y-S-T-A-L Harris. Me and My Piano is the CD.
No.
She's from Anderson, Indiana.
Hey,
look at that.
She's been singing since she was 18 months old.
She
yeah,
was on
right.
The, she, was on the, she was on the Legally. Oh, fuck that. I hate when people say that. Well, I've been doing comedy since I was 2, really, when I first made my mom laugh. Love is a Beautiful Thing is the only song that's on here.
Which one?
Love is a Beautiful Thing.
All right, I guess we gotta listen.
Wait, wait. Appears on Legally Blonde soundtrack.
She
it
describes
has to do that.
Herself as a Christian and that her faith is reflected in her music. I fucking knew it.
This is the only song that's on Spotify from her.
Oh, crazy. Supergirl is the one that I think was kind of a hit. This better not be all instrumental.
That would be insane.
We should not end on this trash. Wanna love you, baby.
And it's you. It's from the Legally Blonde soundtrack, and it has all of 39,000 listens on Spotify.
Speaking of soundtracks, the Shrek soundtrack is actually really good.
Oh, believe me, and I know.
What wasn't it? Aaron Carter's sister, Nick Carter's sister. Doesn't she have a song?
Is that true?
There's Leslie and BJ.
Leslie,
she's
and
dead.
She sings a song she died. On the Shrek soundtrack.
Wow. There's one where it's like wow. Yeah, let's
yes,
play
like,
Leslie
yeah,
Carter.
That's
let's right. end it on Leslie this, Carter. Right. Rest in peace.
Should we do? Oh my God.
No, oh.
Should we do our ratings before that and then end on that?
Sure.
Let's do it like that. We'll do our plugs and all that shit, okay. And then we'll play that to end it.
Play it out. You're too excited.
I'm so excited to play Leslie.
Just came up her head.
It's all right. Such a good song, though.
What a playlist. This is a great time.
This was really fun. Yeah. I'm glad it was a mutual, a dual episode.
Friend-sesh.
What a fun time.
The universe wanted it to happen.
With fun friends. I don't like these boots are made for walking, very clearly. I really liked I Want to Love You Forever. I Think I'm in Love with You is good. I really liked this playlist. Like Jared said, it's very listenable. I don't think I can give it the full six, but I think I'm going to go 4.25 out of 6 for Jessica Simpson.
Wow.
I had a great time listening to this. And you know what? I had a lot of fun listening to Samantha Mumba. I'm going to bump it up a quarter, 4.5. That song is I love that song. That takes me back. Tommy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, hated boots. I've always hated that.
But I do like the Puss in Boots version.
I do like the Puss in Boots version.
No one heard because of your mistake.
We couldn't hear it. It wasn't my fault. Well, it was my fault. If I wasn't running this goddamn...
I love With You. I think it's a banger. Yeah. One of my favorite bands, Waxahachie, does a cover of it that is on Spotify. Check that out at some point. Yeah, I really liked I Want to Love You Forever, which I had not heard before that. And I Think I'm in Love with You. I'm going to go 3.5.
Not too shabby.
But I'd rather listen to Nirvana.
You love Nirvana, you sad boy bitch. Just crying on the train. Kurt. Why Kurt?
Poor Michelle.
Poor Michelle. What do you guys rate this playlist out of 6?
I would say 5 out of 6 because, Boots sucks, but the rest were great.
Which was the one you picked?
I know. The one I picked.
We just didn't leave anything behind.
No,
you said
three each, but I knew what the hits were, so right. It's like we're going to do all these hits.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
How dare you, Tommy?
Wait, Tom did the same thing, really?
What are you talking about? I don't think that made it on.
Oh, you knew exactly what you deleted.
That's right. I edited out the part where Lisa started talking about the oatmeal man.
That was the funniest part.
I had a little sexual attraction mid-show. And I think everyone let me
that
have
might
it.
Have still been on there. I don't know exactly what that cut out. So out of 6, you say 5 out of 6. Mm-hmm. Lisa, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to say 5 out of 6.
I think that's fair.
I'm going to listen to it immediately. Like, I've only been listening to Ariana on a loop, but right now I'm going to listen to Jess Simpson tonight.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Check out that Ariana. She doesn't need the help of this show. But it's fun. All right, let's.
She has 125 million Instagram followers.
Ariana Grande does.
So follow her. check out Julia's podcast. What was it?
Not the Mama.
Jesus, Tommy.
Mama.
Julia.
I love it.
Yeah, how dare you?
Oh, come on! I'm just trying.
How dare you?
Tommy wasn't even gonna plug it. He was gonna promote his own thing.
Stand by your band.
Yeah. Visit me at Glitter Cheese, and glittercheese.com has my tour dates. I'll be in Iowa, San Antonio. And one more. I don't remember.
Nice
you know
little
what?
Tour.
Go to that website. Go see Lisa live. She's a goddamn killer. It's going to be...
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. There you go. It's going to be
also,
so
I have something
fun.
Coming out in the fall on Netflix. It's called The Degenerates.
Hell
look
yeah.
out for it.
All right.
Check that shit
I'll be wearing
out.
A see-through shirt.
check that out. That's going to be cool as hell. I will be at JFL Toronto next week. I think 1 week after this podcast airs. So come to that. There are tickets available probably forever. So get in there. JFL.com or whatever.
Also, I'm in a music video with my friend Sabrina Jalise. For the song What I Need by Hayley Kiyoko and Kehlani. So if you go on my Instagram, it's linked.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What was the song I was looking up to end this thing on?
Like Wow, right?
Like Wow, Leslie Carter.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Does Tommy need to plug anything?
Oh, yeah, Tommy, your website. Yeah, check out TommyMcNamara.com. Check out the Mac Man on Twitter. He's a killer. wait. What's her first name again?
Leslie Carter.
God, rest in peace.
If you search Shrek soundtrack, I think it will come up.
Oh, wait.
Are you in Spotify?
Oh, I found it. Okay. All right. So this is Like Wow.
Yeah,
we're going to end the podcast with this. RIP. We miss you, Leslie. Wait, this is not I don't think this is her sister.
Is she black?
I think this is just, yeah, this is a black woman.
Wait,
as far as I can tell.
Is it Like Wow?
Yeah. Like Wow from Leslie Carter. I think, is that, if that's her, then
That's definitely not her, but
it's featuring Leslie Carter. Let's hear it real fast, real set.
Yeah, we might have to. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll play that. Yeah, check out Tommy. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Rate and review on iTunes. Check out the Patreon. We love you. Keep it crispy.
Nice, sincere, and I told her that she looked like Shrek, and she was pissed.
What the fuck?
Like,
Lisa?
I bought her a Shrek thing, and I was like,
oh my God, I got you
this, but I didn't realize it was a rude thing to say.
You didn't realize to tell him something looked like Shrek?
No, because I thought he was cute with his little ears.
That's so funny. And not Fiona.
That is so funny. All right.
I hope people kept listening.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to put a message in at the top to listen for that. All right. Sorry we didn't get to Facebook by this week either. Oh, shit. We have a new song for
Let's do Facebook.
All right. We have a new song for Facebook that I have to check. I'll put it in here and you guys can hear it later. For Facebook this week, we had a few comments. Some people... Mike Carrazza said...
I set him straight.
I saw that.
One of the rare guest interactions... And Mike, he makes the normal theme song for our show, quickly back down.
What did he say?
He said, so we've gotten to the bottom of the barrel already. And then Lisa says, she's a billionaire. And Mike says, I can appreciate an empire. And Tony Jones says, awful singers can still be rich.
She's not an awful singer, though. That can't even be.
A lot of people
on
the Facebook said that.
Yeah, a lot of people
don't
like
it.
Who's on your list of bad singers?
Well, you want some real news?
Oh, shit.
Okay. I love Blind Gossip. My favorite Blind Gossip site started by this entertainment lawyer. And his first post was about this singer, superstar, A++++ list. Her entire first album is sung by a different woman who doesn't look like her.
What?
And this woman...
I can guess.
Or
have you told me and I know. And it's
That's so funny.
But for years, he kept it secret. And because this part of the blind gossip is you go on and you try to guess what it's about or whatever. But
I didn't even know this was like a
I've never heard of
big
this.
Thing. Yeah.
But he was like the lawyer that brokered the deal between the woman and then the performer's agents and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's J-Lo.
Oh,
whoa.
And if you
way.
So she can technically sing, but if you listen to her first album, it sounds nothing
wow.
like
damn.
Anything else. And the woman who recorded all the songs, she had no idea what it was for because she was hired to do this for, like, because she just has an outstanding, amazing voice.
Yeah.
And so she was hired to sing, like, lots of different things, just her face and body were never used, which she's fine with. She
was it
care.
Sia?
No. it's just a random person out there.
Yeah.
And a couple, like, months after she heard, or after she finished recording the album, she heard it on the radio as Jennifer Lopez, and she was like, what?
Wow.
And it was her.
Damn.
And then, so I think J-Lo finished paying her off like just a few years ago, and then the lawyer like released who it was because the contract.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I heard Damn. That Puss in Boots doesn't even really sing. It's Antonio Banderas.
Wait, but does this woman get residuals? Like, is she
yeah,
paying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
oh, she's,
fucking crazy.
She's a multimillionaire.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But J-Lo is super douchey to her because they did meet one time in real life. So this blind gossip was released over years. Because she kept getting more and more huge, they had to keep re-upping this woman's contract, so she'd keep quiet. And also, she did record other songs, too. J-Lo did record her own music eventually, too, and they would, like, intermix it. But you can really tell if you go back to her.
Is it on
album.
The sixth? What's the first album?
It's either Jennifer Lopez or whatever her first album is. I don't think it's on the sixth, okay. But it might be.
God damn, this should have been at the beginning of the podcast.
I don't know.
This
Nobody
is so
knows.
Interesting.
But so eventually she and J-Lo were in the same room together because they had to both sign a document at the same time. And J-Lo was a huge bitch to her and was like, oh, no wonder why you can't be the face.
Damn.
And because it bothered J-Lo that they wouldn't use her voice. And
oh,
her,
of course.
Music,
yeah.
Because she considers herself to be a good singer.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, she has made a career for herself of her obviously singing. So it's all kind of shitty, but like,
why would you treat this woman
right,
shitty?
Right, exactly.
That
well,
sucks.
Because I mean, I've heard
just
she's kind
jealousy
of a jerk.
Or whatever. Yeah.
J-Lo's like, you look like Shrek.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you made it this far because that was a juicy piece of gas. All right, sincerely this time, keep it crispy.